There we go.
106.7. Bonze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Finance Minister says Zambia risks losing $4 billion if IMF program ends now. 65 criminal cases reported during the just-ended agriculture show. In global news, Ethiopia sentences 5 to death for human trafficking. Good evening to you. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga with the evening news. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Mosokwatwani has warned that ending the International Monetary Fund IMF program now would result in a loss of approximately $4 billion from the 2026 national budget. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Dr. Mosokwatwani justified government's decision to extend the IMF Extended Credit Facility program by 1 year, citing the benefits of financial support from various donors, including the World Bank, African Development Bank, and European Union. The minister explained that Zambia is seeking financial support of about $145 million, which donors can facilitate and government can utilize for various social sectors next year. He has emphasized that the decision to continue the IMF program is prudent, given Zambia's uncertain economic position, recovering from a recent debt crisis and the effects of a devastating drought.
But psychologically, they believe that if we still have the IMF program, they can even have more assurance that things are going on in Zambia. We need these continued flows of money, private sector, government. So the IMF, present to the IMF, gives the assurance that we are running things prudently. Of course, we don't need the IMF for that. We are a government that is committed to running matters prudently. But to the extent that people feel more comfortable with an IMF program, why not? This is why we feel that we should extend the program for another 1 year.
A total of 65 criminal cases were reported during the just-ended 97th Agricultural and Commercial Show held in Lusaka from July 30th to August 4th, 2025. Police Deputy Spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi says these included 53 cases of theft from person, 9 cases of general theft, 1 case of assault occasioning actual bodily harm, 1 case of malicious damage to property, and 1 case of indecent insult on a female. Mr. Chilabi says police also recorded 19 contravention offences related to conduct likely to cause a breach of peace, with most offenders strongly warned and released, while others paid admission of guilt fines. He has disclosed that the total value of stolen properties amounted to 343,990 kwacha, of which 16,105 has been recovered, while 9 arrests were made and investigations and further recoveries are ongoing. Mr. Chilabi says compared to last year, this year's total of 65 cases reflects a 19% decrease in reported crimes compared to 80 cases recorded during the 2024 show, attributing this to increased police visibility, strategic deployment of officers, and enhanced cooperation from the public.
Notably, there are no cases of motor vehicle theft, theft from motor vehicles, personation, or forgery reported in 2025. Cases of assault and theft from persons also declined compared to the previous year. This improvement is attributed to increased police visibility, strategic deployment of officers throughout the showgrounds and enhanced cooperation from the public. The Zambia Police Service remains committed to maintaining law and order and to ensuring the safety and security of all citizens and visitors during national events.
In other stories, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has reaffirmed government's resolve to the development of a strategy centered on transforming Zambia's geographical position into an economic advantage through regional cooperation, infrastructure development, and open transit systems. Speaking during the third United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries in Awaza, Turkmenistan, Mr. Tayali said Zambia has long embraced the reality of being landlocked, not as a limitation, but as a strategic opportunity to become a land-linked regional hub. Mr. Tayali, however, appreciated Zambia's coastal neighbors, including Angola, Mozambique, Namibia, Tanzania, and South Africa, whom he said have shown generosity and vision by availing land for dry ports and logistics centers at their seaports. He said these arrangements have greatly facilitated Zambia's access to global markets and are an outstanding example of what meaningful regional partnership can achieve. He disclosed that Zambia has been at the forefront of promoting transport corridors as multi-modal development platforms through the North-South Corridor.
Our desire is to be resilient and better integrated in the global systems. Together, we can achieve developmental projects. We resolve to undertake reforms aimed at restoring growth and safeguarding livelihoods through macroeconomic stability.
In more stories, a 2-year, 7-month-old baby has drowned in a shallow well near her home as she was playing with her friend. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the incident occurred today, 5th August 2025, at around 9 hours at Kaluba Compound, Chief Mpamba, in Lundazi District, and was reported to police by the victim's aunt. Mr. Mwemba says brief facts of the matter are that this morning, the now deceased, identified as Florence Chewe, was playing outside the house with her friend while her guardian was cleaning the house, when a boy from within the neighborhood informed her that her niece had fallen into a shallow well as she was trying to cross over to the other side following her friend, who had successfully crossed over. He says the victim's aunt rushed to the shallow well, where she managed to retrieve her niece, who was still alive, and immediately rushed her to Lundazi District Hospital, where she was pronounced dead upon arrival. Mr. Mwemba says after confirmation of death, the matter was later reported to the police, who inspected the body, and on physical inspection, no injuries were noted on the body, which has since been deposited at Lundazi District Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial. In foreign stories, Ethiopia has sentenced 5 individuals to death for human trafficking, marking the first time such a punishment has been issued for this crime in the country. The group was convicted in connection with operations along the dangerous Eastern Route, a path used by thousands of migrants traveling from the Horn of Africa through the Red Sea and Yemen to the Gulf states in search of work. Ethiopia's justice authorities described the ruling as a turning point in the fight against human trafficking. We monitored the BBC on other world stories.
The UN says people trapped in the Sudanese city of El Fasher for more than a year are facing starvation, with no sign of an end to the siege by the paramilitary rapid support forces. The RSF has surrounded the city since April last year, cutting off supplies and humanitarian access. The interim leader of Bangladesh, Mohammed Yunus, has given the status of national hero to the hundreds of people killed in the weeks-long uprising that ousted the autocratic Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina a year ago. He pledged to build a democratic state that would uphold the rule of law and moral values. Dozens are feared to be missing in India after flash flooding in the northern state of Uttarakhand. Video footage showed torrents of water pouring down a mountain and sweeping away buildings in Uttarakhand district.
We now take a quick break. When we return, business news.
Phoenix FM. A whole new flight for radio. The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
The Lusaka Securities Exchange loses.